Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 6th day of December. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical fitness. That would be your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, and your stretching. Be sure, if you have any health issues, to check with your health care professional before doing anything strenuous. We have patient waiting and ready to go here. My friend Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And Dave Hodges, his website is thecommonsenseshow.com. I say again, thecommonsenseshow.com. Leon's held over from the first hour, and good morning, Jeff, and good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, guys, the world continues to move forward in typically in not very good ways. And today we should remind all our listeners in Georgia to get out and vote. Right, Dave?
Yeah, today is decision day. They can elect a Christian pastor who believes in late-term abortion and running over his wife with an automobile, or trying to, and she testifies to it on video because law enforcement won't touch this criminal, and get a good guy in there in Herschel Walker. So, yes, please, people in Georgia, vote, because you're going to have to overcome massive voter fraud. They're doing a lot of the same things in Fulton County that they did in Maricopa County. Ballot harvesting, the whole nine yards, Sean.
Absolutely. Jeff, you got any follow-up on the election in Georgia, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, Leon, this election in Georgia, we need to make sure everybody gets out to vote, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir. And I see how even Obama was attacking Herschel Walker as well. And it's just incredible. I mean, why would a previous president have any input on a local state election, which is just incredible.
Why? Because he was told to. That's why.
I understand it. But
that's
why
an easy answer.
But why do people accept it? It's like, butt out.
Roger that. Roger that.
Well, you know, Obama did say something interesting in Georgia when he was campaigning for Warlock. And what he said was, well, we love Uncle Joe, but don't give him any difficult things to do. And I thought, oh my gosh, they just admitted the two things there. One, Biden is demented, clearly. We all know that, but he's admitting to it. And then number two, he's basically saying Biden isn't running the show. Obama and Susan Rice are. I mean, he may as well have just said it. So that was a pretty revealing statement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to get everything squared away here where I can see what's going on. Let's see. I know we got some callers on hold. First, we have Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I think Obama needs to take his two kids and their parents and go to one of his castles somewhere, like Dubai.
Are you sure those kids just aren't pictures of kids that came with a wallet? I've never been convinced. Anyway.
Well, I said, and their parents, his kids and their parents. Their parents.
Yeah, Michael, yeah, uh-huh.
The real parents is what she's talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think it's there's some hope for Georgia because Stacey Abrams got defeated for governor for three times, and you know, that's pretty good. They tried to blame it on the way she looks. Well, she is full of crap because the doctor looks at your tongue, and if it's white, you got a problem. You can't tell her teeth from a tongue. I'm sorry this morning. I'm just upset about the fact that we can't get the truth out. And I know that we had a red wave. I mean, my county went red. You know how wonderful that is to me? But my city didn't.
How wonderful is it, Pat?
Really wonderful.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And but my city didn't because my mayor, she has set up in the city hall. They're going to mine cryptocurrency. I'm thinking, what'll that do to our taxes if that fails? but anyway, I just think that Jeff Nyquist is right on everything. That we did have, there was a real size of Iraq making nuclear weapons. If we don't accept the experts, we might as well just give it up and say better dead than red. I mean, better red than dead. That's a new motto. Better now, it's better red than dead, unfortunately. So we could stop calling ourselves the home of the brave, because we're not. Because the Bible says a greater love hath no man than he would lay down his life for his brother. And every time that we come against the soldiers, sorry, I'm a veteran, I'm a Navy brat. And I know, you know, what they people go through. And I don't think we should blame the soldiers when we have a war.
We're not the home of the brave anymore. I agree with this caller, John. We're the home of the depraved. I don't know if you saw this or not, Pat, but yesterday it was discovered that the after-school Satan Club in many elementary schools has been started up again.
Well, isn't that special? Pat, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
And our next caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. This point is for Dave Hodges. Hey, Dave, I believe that the destruction of America started on December 8, 1993, when Bill Clinton signed NAFTA into law. And I'll tell you why. Because that was the beginning of the hollowing out of America's manufacturing sector. Before that happened, at least in my state, a person could make a decent living working a chump change job because the economic pie was bigger. Since NAFTA got signed into law and its abominable brother, GATT, General Agreement on Trade and Tariff, the manufacturing sector has been hollowed out to to where now, in especially the blue states, you have a service-based in sector to where a lot of your jobs, you need a connection to make high money because there's only so many seats at the table to make that kind of bread. And also, as a post note, anybody who's an entrepreneur in Massachusetts is leaving because of the high regulations and taxes. Dave, what do you think?
I think you're right, but I think it's only one of the signs that this takedown was deliberate. And with NAFTA, you're right, it did cause a hollowing out of that, and it also led to the rise of our major military enemy now, China. That's where I think it really snowballed.
Right.
Kissinger certainly got the ball rolling before that, but I would say that was a danger. And NAFTA's given credit for leading to the displacement of 3 million Mexican farmers that came north to America. So really, the disintegration of our border began in part with NAFTA. I think there's no question about that.
Oh, yes. NAFTA is really, really huge because I've seen it in my life. I mean, I remember seeing the air slowly go out of the economic balloon, and I believe the final stage happened after 9/11 and the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now today, you can't make money in Massachusetts unless you are connected somehow or somewhere, unless a friend slides you under the door, even if you have a degree, because there's only so many seats at the table. This is why people are leaving the blue states. And by the way, demography has a lot to do with it. In the Clinton administration, the baby boomers were the majority class in this country, and they were at peak spending capacity at that time. People were fooled into thinking that Bill Clinton was the savior. He wasn't. It was just the boomers hitting peak spending capacity, and because of the change in demography, and because that demography is going off the scene, now the chickens are coming home to roost because all those boomers are going on to Social Security. Now my generation, which I'm almost 52, my generation on down, we're going to get the short end of the stick. What do you think? And I'll hear your answer.
Well, we already have, but let me respond to that real quick here, because I think you're right on the money with what you're saying here about having a seat at the table, because the federal government is now the biggest employer. So that's true. And George Washington's views of avoid foreign entanglements, well, NAFTA led to the attempted creation of the North American Union, which ultimately failed. But the mechanisms are still largely in play, and we will go into an American superstate unless we can expel the ruling party, which is looking like it's less likely all the time. And you're right on the money with everything you said about the economic decline of America. A lot of the economic statistics you look at are rooted in the 90s. I remember about 8 years ago I was reading the 2020 factor. Americans are working 20% longer for 20% less in real wages. And when we look at that, it really started with NAFTA. I mean, you're right on the money. Bill Clinton was a stooge who brought a lot of this globalism in, and it's only expanded. And now it's just out in the open. I mean, I know during these 2 hours we're probably going to get into the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. And these people don't even care. They don't care that we know now. They used to. I remember when Pat Wood co-wrote his book, Trilaterals Over Washington, and I read it in about 1979, and I was shocked because the documentation was too good for it not to be true. But when you would talk about it, oh, conspiracy theory. Now you can subscribe to the Trialogue and get their newsletter. The Council on Foreign Relations had monikers in the background when Hillary Clinton speaks. And they used to try to deny all this globalism and the takeover and subversion of our democratic process. And now it's just flat out in the open. It's all there for people to see.
Hey Dave, as a wrap-up question, what do you think of the demographic factor? Because everything I hear on my local stations is catered towards the boomers and older. And you see, and my generation and beyond are basically getting pushed to the side and written off because you see, the boomers are the big generation. And I got nothing against the boomers. My mother was a boomer. But the thing is, what happens when the boomers totally go off the scene? That's my main question.
Well, you got a little more immediate problem than the boomers going away, and you got to worry about the alternative media going away. And I have been sounding this alarm, but I'm not getting enough traction. The Journalism Competition and Protection Act, the JCPA, Mitch McConnell has now endorsed it. It's passed out of the committee. I watched this on C-SPAN, so this is not a conspiracy theory. This was on TV. And what they're doing with the JCPA, well, the first thing they're doing that doesn't affect what we're doing here today, but it does affect the consumer prices, is that they're going to allow big media and big tech to conspire, and they're giving them antitrust exemptions so they can charge whatever they want for advertising. Obviously, the amount's going to go up, but then secondarily, that cost will get passed on to the consumers in this high inflation environment. It's disastrous. But the real danger is this, is that big tech and big media will get to collude and tell the government who to take down from the internet, who to deny the ISP, and just eliminate you. Listen, I know you like RBN or you wouldn't be here today. RBN will not be here sometime next year if this passes the Senate and gets through the House. And they're trying to do it all in the lame duck, and they're trying to attach this legislation to the Defense Authorization Act so they can slip it under the radar. And I'm telling you, all of your alternative media will be gone, and it could happen very quickly.
That's chilling. Dave, thank you very much for answering my questions, and do have a good one, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, control of the media is something all communist countries do, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, no, they want controlled speech. It's the first thing Lenin did after he took power in 1917. So taking away independent newspapers and media, the system that they're creating is based on lying. And for their lies to be accepted, there can be no voice to challenge them, to say, hey, wait a minute, that's not really true. And you can't ask these questions or say these things. And if you do, we're taking you off the air or we're shutting you down. Dave, is your understanding on this legislation that's going to affect podcasting by people, the people who make podcasts and do interviews on YouTube and whatnot, is this going to get them kicked off?
Yes. They're continuing to negotiate certain details on this, but my latest understanding is one of the benchmarks, and this is not the only one because they can get you for criteria and for content, but one of the benchmarks is you're not a journalist unless you have 50 or more full-time employees, and that's going to be one of the ways they're going to get rid of the alternative media. I mean, if you look at RBN or InfoWars or Breitbart, even they don't have 50 full-time employees, and this will effectively relegate them to non-journalism status, and so therefore the First Amendment will not apply to them or anybody else to stay on the air and say what they want to say.
Well, what if that's, you go on the air and you say, well, I'm not a journalist, I'm just a citizen. Can't you do that?
Well, not when big media and big tech are given the decision. I mean, when we look at the laptop from hell, we've already seen the principles that they're operating under. The laptop from hell situation, the FBI, it's now been proven by Elon Musk's release of Twitter's, they were meeting with Twitter and Facebook, and Zuckerberg admits to this, he admitted to it on Joe Rogan, that they were meeting once a week with the FBI, and they were saying, we want that site gone, we want this content censored. So it already happened in the 2022 election, the 2020 election. And so when this bill becomes formalized, we will become targets. We will be isolated, and there'll be nowhere that'll pick up our stuff. PayPal will cancel us. I mean, PayPal's already doing some of this, and I don't know if you guys know this. I'm sure you do. PayPal even has a provision. They took it back, and then they put it back in, that if they don't like your content, not only will they cancel you, they'll charge you $2,500 fine. I mean, this has no endings. This is total, absolute totalitarianism, and it's the elimination of all media broadcasting that's not state-approved.
Well, there you got your answer there, Jeff. Here's our first break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls are just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
EMP Shield. You want the same equipment the Department of Defense uses with a $50 discount for your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college. That's what you get at thelibertyman.com. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. And Dave Hodges' website's The Common Sense Show. I say again, The Common Sense Show. Dave, what's your next video going to be about, if you know, sir?
Well, I do. I have a TV show where we do about five shows a week, and it's really pretty much up to the guests. I'm going to get Tom Rentz back on, and we're going to talk about more revelations about pathogens that we believe are going to come out of China. We haven't seen the end of the COVID strain by any stretch of the imagination, and I have a DEA source that I've had for 9 years who's telling me that he believes pathogens are going to be brought into the country intentionally. And this is very disturbing. This one, he believes, will be much more deadly to more people than the one we're currently under. The people, I think, need to understand the Democrats and the globalists, one and the same, really, they're in a state of panic right now, John. Up against a timetable because you got people rising up in China, people rising up in Europe. Russians are even protesting the war. And America is slowly beginning to wake up. Unfortunately, our arousal hasn't lived up to what should be happening with our activism. And those two, there's a big lag between the two. But I do think there could be a catch-up period. And the other side needs to immediately move to suppress dissent. And they are. This is why the JCPA is so important. By the way, too, what I mentioned, the NDAA. If people don't know, the NDAA allows the government to declare you to be an enemy combatant, and they can lock you away. You don't have to ever have a trial. They could even kill you, and no one would ever know. They could do anything they want to you. It's totally unconstitutional. It has been. Came in under Obama administration. But you know what else they're putting in the NDAA? It's not just the JCPA content suppression. They're also putting in federalized marijuana. And I can tell you, and I got to be careful how I say this, there are powerful people in Arizona who are connected to the marijuana legalization in the state. And I'll just put it this way. I'll say one word, Sinaloas. I think right. You understand what I'm saying. Well, this will be nationwide if this goes into the NDAA.
Well, my understanding of what happens is with legalization of marijuana is the drug cartels don't go away. They just become more aggressive competitors and undersell the illegally sold marijuana and have their sales go up even greater as a consequence because the police stop paying attention to marijuana pretty much altogether, don't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But see, the cartels are like the old mafia used to be, where they were doing their illegal behavior strictly, and then they tried to become legitimate by money laundering through legitimate businesses, and so they look like respectable businessmen. This is the level that the cartels have infiltrated in my state, in Arizona, and I don't know about New Mexico or California or Texas. Well, I do know a little bit about Texas. I had a Texas Ranger tell me it's just the same as Arizona. But honestly, the Sinaloas are reaching the point of legitimacy, of hiding behind the veil of legitimacy and having some government sponsorship, or at least government official sponsorship.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun. John Kennedy's father was an illegal alcohol importer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bootlegger. And listen, he was an election fixer. If Cook County hadn't been stolen in 1960 for his son, John Kennedy, he probably would have lost Illinois and lost the election.
Very likely. Very likely. Well, moving on from there, any updates on the election in Arizona there, Dave?
Well, Carrie Lake's not going away. God bless her. You know what a lot of people don't know, John, who aren't from Arizona? For 27 years, she was the number one TV broadcaster, won all kinds of awards, and she didn't walk away to go become the governor. She walked away because she says, I can't continue to lie to the people. And she's not going away. They have certified the election. I'll tell you, here's the latest. Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, that got to control the election that she was running in, she has now threatened county commissioners if they don't certify the election, they're going to jail. Talk about conflict of interest.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll wrap up that thought when we get back. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving aches and pains, aiding with restful sleep. Would you enjoy sleeping soundly like I do every night? The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. Neither is my black book.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of December, with a Tuesday morning roundtable. Just forwarded Steve O'Neill, my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist article to be posted on my website before the day's over today. Something that's interesting that we can talk about a little bit here in a moment is there are two Joe Bidens, easily provable. You don't need to be any kind of forensics expert to see that the real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe the effect of Joe Biden has and attached earlobe. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Products at my website that will help you achieve your goal, the Liberator Rocket Heaters, the Energy Clearing, just hold my, heard my new spot about that. And, of course, the high-quality, professional-grade freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite. So that's all at thelibertyman.com. I now have a Twitter account. If you follow me, I've been told that I will follow you, and I will. I will follow you also. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We've got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. I say again, The Common Sense Show. And I want a response from all three of you gentlemen. This is so blatant and so in our face. We'll start with Leon Green and your analysis, Leon. The two Joe Bidens. There is photographs and videos of this man pretty much 7 days a week. And both Joe Bidens are photographed and videoed a lot. And it's easy to tell, Leon, that one has a dangling earlobe, the real Joe Biden, and the fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. Leon, are they trying to make fun of us and get in our face about this blatant double that they've got, giving speeches on behalf of our country, sharing the platform with kings and prime ministers and presidents? What do you think, Leon?
I mean, they do make it blatant. I mean, you had the person who can't climb sets of stairs to get on Air Force One and can't ride a bicycle, but when he speaks on TV or when he's pushing something through, that's important to him and his faction. They bring out the cogent one, and they leave the retarded one in the basement eating ice cream and sniffing girls. And there's a huge difference. So I don't know what to say about how, you know, if you bring that to the mainstream attention, they just dismiss it. But you can't. Your ear doesn't change on a regular basis. It doesn't go from dangling
to
attached.
Hardly. It can't. Jeff, you're a historian, among other things, and of course, body double's been used by kings, presidents, and prime ministers for centuries. That's nothing new, but typically, the body double doesn't represent the country sharing a platform with another president or prime minister or king, do they, sir?
Well, in history, you had in ancient Persia someone who impersonated the brother of the king of Persia, who died, was killed by the king, and then the king had an accident, fell off a horse. His sword went into his thigh, and it was this fellow, I guess, was a magician of some kind, and he actually successfully took over the country by impersonating the person who was next to be king. And he was overthrown eventually, but it's a story. You can read it in Herodotus, the historian who lived in the 5th century BC. It's a famous old story. So people who impersonate other people can replace them. And there must have been some resemblance for him to get away with it.
Absolutely.
It must have been a pretty close resemblance. But that's the most famous instance in history that I know of. You have certain famous people. Look, the Russians were very big on making a duplicate of the vice president, of the U.S. vice president. This is in Viktor Suvorov's writings. The reason they wanted a duplicate of the vice president who could sound like him is they would then have this person make video presentations that the Russians could put on our TV that the president has been killed. There's been an attempted military coup that the U.S. military must stand down. And it looks like the vice president has become the president and that the country is in the midst of some kind of military coup. And that would be something they would get put on our TV to in order to create confusion on the eve of a surprise attack.
That would do it. That would certainly do it.
Yeah, and Suvorov had mentioned this in his book Spetsnaz, that Spetsnaz would actually, there's a place in New York where there are cables where if Spetsnaz gets in there, they can get control of the cables that carry the news, and it looks like the government's coming on all the news channels.
Amazing. Well, yeah. there are critical points where these internet connections do cross at certain junctures. And there's one not far from me at Fort Leonardwood. Oh, Dave Hodges, are you aware before today that there was actually two Joe Bidens, sir?
Well, I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised. I have to say, no, I haven't delved into the anatomical analysis of Joe Biden's earlobes. And this is kind of new to me, but I'm not surprised because doubles are frequently used for a variety of reasons, and as Jeff pointed out. But I'd like to say this, though. I don't care if there's 10 Joe Bidens. The Joe Bidens we see are not controlling. They're just figureheads. They're just mouthpieces. And what's really going on is who's the people behind the curtain? And we're very early on. We kept hearing the names Obama and Susan Rice. And I don't know if that's still static or not, but the reality is who's running the government's not running the government. And I want to say this, the control of our political parties goes way beyond what we're talking about here. When you have Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Ron McDaniel, RNC head, when they're receiving money from foreign governments or FTX, that's a problem. But this is even extended into Maricopa County in the Board of Supervisors. And Gateway Pundit and myself in 2020 election detailed then Chairman Jack Sellers of the Board of Supervisors, who refused two court orders and an attorney general opinion to release the Dominion voting machine code so they could check and see where the votes were counted. That those orders are still standing and they're still in contempt of court. He is China's best friend. And I noted last week on your show some of the detail, the infiltration for this kind of takeover of the Republican Party, where there are actually super PACs that these people are donating to get rid of America First candidates. In fact, it's even been reported in the mainstream media that Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell met to get rid of all MAGA Republicans in the Senate. So what you have basically are the two parties are controlled by the same people. And I'm telling you, it's a foreign influence. You have Joe Biden's speeches, and especially in the campaign, they parrot the WEF sayings like Build Back Better. But the WEF is the administrative arm, I believe, of the Bank of International Settlements, which essentially controls the central banks. And I believe that's the power source. We're in the neighborhood there of the power source that's controlling our politics at the present moment, owns our media. I mean, you look at what we talked about, Bill Clinton, and that came up. Bill Clinton also did something very profound. He eliminated a lot of the prohibitions against media cartels forming. It used to be you couldn't own a radio station in the same market you owned a TV station, or you couldn't own two radio stations. And Bill Clinton did away with that. We had about 150 strong media outlets when Bill Clinton came into office, and today we have six. And this is how these cartels, these foreign cartels, control public opinion. They're controlled, and they're given the scripts to their editors about what you'll allow and what you won't allow. And this is how they attempt to control public opinion. Well, they're losing their grip because the alternative media is often, sometimes I have bigger audiences on my shows than CNN will have on their shows. And they've got to stop that. And that's why the JCPA has become so important to them. But our political parties are not representative of the people. I have withdrawn from the Republican Party. I will give no money to that party. I will give money to people like Carrie Lake and Herschel Walker, which I've done. I'll support the individual candidates. But I'm not going to give money to communists who are running the Republican Party into the ground.
Roger that. I'm a Republican committee myself. I will not support President Trump. I was asked to take over a Trump PAC just before the pandemic shut down everything. Big supporter of Trump in the past, but what he did regarding the clot shot and the vaccine and these respirators is something that needs to be explained publicly. And I doubt that he had his chance before he announced his candidacy. That chance has come and gone. I don't know how many millions of people took the clot shot because of President Trump.
He was duped, but I think he tried to cover his...
He was most likely duped.
You think?
But he needs to come clean.
He was duped, but you know what? It's time to stand up. Yeah.
With something about his persona. This is a man, probably from the time he was a teenager, can never admit that he was wrong. He can't do it. It's just not who the man is. unfortunately.
John, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Who's going to run in 2020 that even has a chance to overcome ballot harvesting and Dominion voting machines? Who could do that? DeSantis doesn't have the national support yet.
You mean 2024, obviously.
That's what I meant. Yeah, excuse me, 2024, yes.
Unless Dominion voting machines are pushed into the ocean and the mail-in ballots are done away with, the Democrats can elect anybody they want. But that's where we are. And that needs to change. It needs to change.
Did you know Harmeet Dhillon is running for RNC chair? And she said openly to Breitbart, she said that we have to match the ballot practices of the Democrats. And she's right. Right now, races are decided by how much paper gets put in the ballot boxes. And she's absolutely right about that.
Well, she said that on Tucker last night also.
Oh, did she say that? Okay. All right.
And it's, you know, I don't want to duplicate the illegal activity of the Democrats. I want to do away with it. Mail-in ballots just need to be done away with. Dominion voting machines need to be thrown into the ocean. Paper ballots counted at the precinct with a self-carbonating copy for the voter to take with them. It may sound old-fashioned, which it is on one hand, but it's the way to have as close to a free and fair election as we can have. France has gone back to that, and we need to do it also, don't you think, Dave?
Oh, I totally agree with you, but right now we the people don't control the media power centers. We don't control the government power centers, law enforcement. And so they're going to continue to do these illegal things. And to me, it's better than getting in the street with pitchforks and guns to take your country back. So I think you got to fight fire with fire. I agree with Harmeet Dhillon. I don't like to see illegitimate voting practices, but if we can't undo it, what's our option? To sit here and be enslaved?
Well, we have to undo it. And let's take a call here, gentlemen. We got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike. You're on the air, Mike.
Now I'm on the air. I don't think the board op expected you to take me that quick, but yeah, I have a degree in communications and one in broadcasting, and so, you know, I'm not going to hang on to the idea that I'm a member of the press, no matter what the government says, if they are even a legitimate government at this point. But they also started saddling all the small-town mom-and-pop media outlets with annual, what I call spectrum fees, of several hundred dollars. I think it was $340 or something like that. In the mid-1990s, after a lot of people got a hold of these little low-power TV stations, and they've put a world record fine on myself, even though I'm not an engineer or the owner of a low-power TV station. I've been trying to expose a lot of this stuff for 26 years, and I tried to do everything I could to keep my media outlet air-gapped so it was not a fly trap. One of the things that has concerned me for a very long time about the Internet is that things can be amplified or squashed based on what the government wants to amplify or squash for sentiment management, and they can track and trace the people that are listening to this stuff or taking in this media, unless you're sophisticated enough to know how to use a VPN and encryption and all that, and that in itself might make you a target, try to find out who you are. So that doesn't concern you at all, that they're using media outlets as a fly trap to profile the people that are taking in this alternative media?
Well, most of the people are anonymous, depending on what media it is.
There's no anonymity on the Internet. You have to be very sophisticated to hide your device fingerprint.
Okay.
You have to know what you're doing to hide your device fingerprint and your IP address and a lot of that stuff. It's out there. It goes in the data stream as you're surfing the Internet. And your cell phone has got a device fingerprint and all the different numbers associated with the signal. In addition, you followed the Snowden leaks, right? Vault 7 from WikiLeaks and all that. All these hacker tools that the government had have been leaked onto the dark web. And that's the reason they're going after WikiLeaks so bad, is he exposed their tools. So they're styling and profiling everybody, and anything and everything you do around these devices goes into your permanent record. If you remember, you're old enough like me, when you as a kid, they tried to scare you. This is going to go in your permanent record. Well, everything's going in your permanent record since probably 1969. If they can trace it back to you through a phone microphone, I had a source come forward that said that they were working on using voice-to-text in 1969 to transcribe audio. The device they built into the Plano telephone system was called a hook bypass switch. So even when phone's on the hook, they can slurp that audio and transcribe it into text, even with heavy Eastern European accents. You can imagine in the Cold War they were motivated to try to transcribe heavy Eastern European accents. Well, that's just all accelerated and turbocharged since the late 90s.
Well,
Maris and Barrett, Alpiot.
Well, Mike, thank you for your call. We'll get some response from the panel after the break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, and Dave Hodges, his website's The Common Sense Show. We'll start with Leon to respond to Mike from Kentucky and his concerns about privacy and people being fearful of their listening and watching and viewing activities being monitored by the government. Leon, if you have any response, we'd be glad to hear it.
Yeah, I agree with him. The VPN, the virtual network that protects you from, gives you PGP, which is pretty good security protection. And yeah, having burner phones, you know, I've since I was an undercover PI like you, I also had a burner phone for that reason, because I couldn't, you know, give up my identity, my own OPSEC and my family's OPSEC. So yeah, I agree that, you know, they even have voice prints. So even if you do everything else, but you're talking on the phone, your voice has a unique identifier that they can match back to you. So this surveillance capitalism is endemic in the world now. And you can see with the social credit score in China, how they manipulate it and they penalize people. And this will be one of the precursors for the mark of the beast. If you don't toe the line and you are against the Antichrist, then you don't get to buy and sell. If you don't take the mark, you don't get to buy and sell. So all these things, they're making you a unique entity, so they can both capitalize on you now monetarily and through advertising and marketing, but they also will be able to do it if you're a dissident against the New World Order and everything that is, you know, that is Antichrist. And so this is, yes, it is very difficult to be anonymous on the internet, both verbally and electronically.
All right. Now we'll go to Jeff. What response, if any, Jeff, do you have about these concerns about privacy and people being fearful?
No, I don't have a response.
Okay. Fair enough. Dave, your response to Mike's comments about privacy and people being fearful?
There's privacy, but it's not open to people like us. So everything you say and do is monitored.
Well, we may go back to shortwave broadcasts. I was on shortwave myself for a while, and that's very anonymous. Listening to AM and FM radio is anonymous. So there are some ways to have some privacy and still get some information. We'll do what we got to do. I recall the concerns about privacy back in college year 71-72, I was on a college debate team. The national debate topic was computers and privacy. And even then, when the computers were making holes in punch cards, very primitive machines compared to now, we learned during that time that the computers of the various government agencies were already talking back and forth to each other 50 years ago, you know, with those primitive machines that they had then. Of course, now it's happening at the speed of light, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah. It's no turning back. You have to change the power structure.
Absolutely. Here's our top of the hour break.
That's possible.
Yes, sir. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.